What does the American pork industry want from the next farm bill?
The U.S. pork industry's top priority for the next farm bill is establishing a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank.
That was David Herring, Vice President of the National Pork Producers Council.
If this country ever had an FMD outbreak, it not only could devastate my farm and the whole livestock industry, but the entire U.S. economy. An Iowa State University study estimated that an outbreak, which would immediately shut off our meat exports, would cost the U.S. pork, beef, corn, and soybean sectors $200 billion over 10 years.
His comments came earlier this year at a House Ag Subcommittee hearing.
We want the Farm Bill to direct USDA to contract for an offshore vendor-maintained vaccine bank that would have antigen concentrate to protect against the 23 most common FMD strains currently circulating in the world.
He said there not only needs to be enough vaccine for an immediate response, the industry would like to see that supplies can be ramped up quickly if needed.
A vendor-managed inventory of 10 million doses, which is the estimated need for the first 2 weeks of an outbreak, and an international vaccine manufacturer with the capacity to produce at least 40 million doses.
The pork industry rep appealed for more funding for the issue.
An important element of combating FMD or any foreign animal disease is the ability to monitor and detect disease. That's why we need mandatory increased funding for the National Animal Health Laboratory Network.
At a separate House Ag Committee hearing, USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue told the congressman that he supports the idea of a vaccine bank.
When the mules are out the gate, it's too late to close the gate. So you don't get that opportunity after an outbreak has occurred. So I think you all are wise in considering a vaccine bank, whether it's foot and mouth disease, whether it's high path avian influenza.
He says an outbreak would not only result in actual losses in the short term, but would also mean longer-term psychological damage to the market.
You know what happens whenever we have any of these outbreaks. You go back to BSE almost 15 years ago or longer. That's how long it's taken us to get beef back into some nations there.
One example of U.S. beef making its comeback after suffering under a BSE shadow for more than a dozen years is the recent return of American prime rib to China. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.